Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Noel, did you know the significance of this particular song? If you can't come on here, just give me one of those and I'll understand. I'll just tell you anyway because my partner's, he had to move his car or something. I don't know. But he's, you know, every once in a while he got to go down there and, you know, make sure he, something, but. What's, do you know what the significance of this song is, Sam and Greg? Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as we're in for the steakhouse on this Black Friday morning. This was the first number one song for Motown.
You're right.
Landed on Billboard. This was the first number one Billboard hit for Motown. And it didn't hit till 60. They didn't have their first number one hit till 64. You think about all them people that put out stuff before that. Yeah. Smokey wrote this song. But anyway.
It's about to take a while.
We throw this out because today. And I swear to you, I feel bad because I wasn't sure if he was still with us. But it's Berry Gordy's birthday today. And he's still with us.
Yep. Yeah, he is.
And he is 96 years old today.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
God bless him.
Yeah, man.
So, happy birthday, Berry Gordy. You know, a couple other people celebrating a birthday today. Paul Warfield, Randy Newman, John Stewart, and happy 62nd birthday to the new manager of our Atlanta Braves.
Okay.
Walt Weiss.
Walt Weiss?
Walt Weiss, happy birthday. So, there you go. People tell him that we mentioned him on 92.9 The Game. As we welcome Caleb Johnson in here. Caleb, listen, we were in a little long last time, but we appreciate your patience, and good morning, and hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Hope you also had a very fun and full Thanksgiving, you know. Hope you had some good food.
Yeah. Where do we start with this Hawks team? And we talked to you a couple days ago, and I realize they're getting ready for Cleveland. I think one of the things that I had mentioned is I ain't scared of Cleveland right now. I'm just not scared of them. Yeah, they're a little nicked up here, but in November, late November, this is a win that you need to snatch from this team because we know what happens. Once the regular season comes down to an end there and you start trying to figure out who's going to be positioned where with the playoffs, and it's these matchups against guys in your own conference that count.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And so...
Yeah, I think this is an interesting time for the Hawks just because, I mean, coming off of that Wizards game, just... It's hard to play worse. I will say that. It's hard to play worse than what the Hawks looked like against the Wizards, who no one expects the Wizards to be a good basketball team. Everyone is kind of anticipating them once again to be, up for a top draft pick in this upcoming draft. And even when they have veteran pieces like a 40-year-old, it feels like CJ McCollum and others, you're never really concerned about a team like that. And I wonder if that was kind of the Hawks' perspective of, I mean, they've just been on the road so much through the beginning part of this season,
right,
that even when they're home, I mean, guys, like, they came home Sunday for that quick game against the Hornets, but they really didn't even get to unpack their bags, essentially, before they were back out on the road. And so it's kind of a similar position, tonight against Cleveland, where, I mean, thankfully, like, they got Thanksgiving, I guess, off to an extent to kind of recharge a bit. But this team has just spent so much time on the road, not a lot of opportunity for real practice. And then, you throw in the fact of, as we've mentioned previously, like, dealing without Trae Young in the lineup. And I know a lot of people will think, well, but they've had plenty of time to play without him. Yeah, sure, but you never completely replace an offensive piece like that. And so when you have a game where you're not shooting particularly well and then the opposing team is just shooting lights out, I think that's an area where you get a bit concerned. And so when you then flip the script and you've got a team like Cleveland, it's weird because Cleveland is kind of changed their identity a bit from where they've been literally even just a year ago. I mean, right now, I believe the Cavs are in the, like, bottom third of the league in three-point shooting percentage. So they're just not hitting shots at the same pace that they have in the past. They're still shooting them at the same clip. They're just not actually falling this time around. And so it's caused them to be not necessarily a bad team at all, as, they're still above the Hawks right now in the standings, just not quite as dominant as they were a year ago, where they kind of ran the table, as a top seed in the East.
Spend your time on the waitfor.com hotline. Always great to catch up with this guy, Caleb Johnson, and he is social. You can always find him at ATLJohnson18 at ATLJohnson18. The thing I'm watching for this team is the development of the second unit, Caleb. And maybe we really get to evaluate that once Trae Young is back. And that's one of the things I'm looking forward to. Thoughts about that second unit really gelling? We've seen some guys show that they can play those roles. But thoughts about what that could do when Trae returns?
Yeah, I think, Sam, it's kind of hard to judge the second unit because I will say the thing that is – been tough to watch at times this season, which is who is included in that second unit and do those guys play well together? Because I think there have been times, obviously, where, like, where this team has had to rest Kristaps Porzingis. And so when you have Onyeka Okongwu, which means, okay, Ace Newell's got to step into a role that is still fairly new for him. I think Luke Kennard having his kind of injuries back and forth, and I don't think he's been nearly as productive as, Hawks fans probably would have liked to have seen from him, given the fact that, hey, you've been essentially the best three-point shooter in the NBA the last couple of years, and we thought this was just going to be a plug-and-play to bring to this offense, and it hasn't really shown up that way. But you have had a guy like V. Kreshi, who has just been absolutely electric from three and has really kind of picked up that role from Luke Kennard and has carried it far more so far through this early part of the season. And then, I mean, the development of Mo Gay could not be more crucial to this Hawks team right now. And what he's brought from the defensive side of the floor, where he can just absolutely, you know, shut down opposing bigs and just clog up the lane and make it so difficult that unless you are, you know, a Wizards team or whoever it is, but just, you know, that being the most recent team who came in and just shot the ball so lights out that it didn't seem to matter what you were doing, you know, as far as trying to stop the paint and those sorts of things, that Mo has been just so crucial to this team and so beneficial that has helped them in massive ways. It's just sometimes it's a little bit head-scratching or confusing that you don't exactly know what Quinn Snyder is trying to do, especially late in games. And you know, kind of funny that Quinn is not a guy who likes to be questioned about lineups, and he doesn't handle those things particularly well because he'll kind of lean into the, well, you know, if you're going to question my late game lineups, then why don't you question my early second quarter lineups and those sorts of things. And I think, you know, from a fan perspective, you start to see the, like, well, because the late game is, you know, when you saw maybe you could close out a team or maybe you could go on a run and it didn't happen, or you know, all of those sorts of things. And so I will say it's interesting that we have definitely reached a point, and I see it across social media for the fan base, where instead of talking about the future and what potentially could be coming, you're starting to see fans break down those nitpicky things along the way, because the expectations are there right now, even without Trae Young, for this to be a competing team in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, but when Trae gets back here, all things being equal, how do you feel about these guys going up against the competition in the East?
I mean, I feel as good as I did preseason, quite honestly, just because it's not going to be automatic for Trae to just, like, walk back in this lineup and everything perfectly gels and they go on some major run. I mean, it's on how long Trae has been out and when he's able to return, which I expect to be somewhere along the beginning of December, going to be just like through the offseason and the preseason once again. And, I mean, these guys have all had roles they've had to step into that they will have to somewhat of a backseat. It might not be as major as it once was before, because, like, I don't know if you guys seen, like this team leads the league in assists right now, even though, like, Trae Young would normally handle a lot of those responsibilities, and rightfully so, because he's the best passer in the NBA. But now, like, guys are going to have to get used to having the ball hands a little bit less and still making something of that offensively. And so I don't think it's going to be necessarily perfect, but there is some opportunity for them to still stay competitive and right where, you know, they're right where I thought they would be, which is about that, hey, we're a playoff team. We're not at the top of the East, still competitive. And you want to see that competition still show up as you face a team like tonight and in the Cavs, and kind of, you know, move forward through what isn't necessarily a super difficult point, but you'll definitely get challenged with some Eastern Conference teams coming up, like the Sixers and the Pistons and the like.
Man, we can't thank you enough, Caleb. You get on here, he just goes from soup to nuts as far
great
as the
stuff.
Team. And so we're not done with you, buddy. We're going to be reaching back to you, but for the weekend times that you come on with us and in these times when we're filling in Monday through Friday, we thank you for getting up and joining us.
Absolutely, man. You guys, I'm always happy to join you anytime.
There you go. That is Caleb Johnson talking all things Hawks. We are going to wrap this show up here. I want to thank the Morning Shift guys and Allie and Steak and Sandra for letting us come and play in their sandbox for a couple days. We'll be back on our show on Sunday. But we got John Fricke coming up top of the hour. Going to get you set for a full day of sports action up next. And, of course, Bulldogs and Yellow Jackets. That is a 3:30 kick. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.